KWA Mobile. K2RCL Mobile.
RCL, KN4VWA. Steve on this end, who we got?
Hey, Steve, you got Russell on this end. You and I talked before, different call sign. I got my vanity approved.
Dee-dah, so you're an extra now.
Didn't quite made extra. I'm still general, but they approved the K2RCL for me under the general.
Hey, I'm getting a phone call. I'll be right back.
Back? Another telemarketer.
Say some oceanfront property in Arizona.
No, they said it had a bridge over in Greer.
Sad. Is it gonna snow today?
No, it ain't gonna snow. Shoot. I'm wanting it to snow real, real bad this coming Thursday. You know, about 6 inches on Thursday. That way my wife can just be off all together Thursday afternoon and Friday so that we can go play.
That we used to get excited about snow and say we wasn't going to go to school. Now we get excited about snow because we can't get out and go to work.
Well, retired, and, hey, you know, I come and go as I please as far as work because I own my own business. But, you know, my wife is 5 years younger than I am, and, hey, I like those long weekends.
I really understand that.
Where are you?
My home base is over off Mountain View Road right now. I'm on Locust Hill just past Lynn Road coming up on Double Springs.
Oh, yeah, I know the area well. Yeah, I live over there off of New Cut, about 4 miles south of Highway 11. But right now, I am downtown Greenville, right in the middle of the COVID hotspot of the country.
You're riding in the car by yourself. Did you have your mask on?
No. It's got to be double mask. Double mask.
You make sure it's got a charcoal filter in it, too, now.
I got one of those specialized jobs that has a thermal throttle and a ramaflagger shaft, too.
I heard that.
Well, Harris, or let me be respectful. Did you see our current vice president on TV the other night with a black outer mask and a white inner mask? She's got it all covered.
Honestly, I didn't see it. After the election was over, I just quit watching TV. We do Discovery Plus, so we can stream what we want to without commercials.
Tell you what, I'm just about at that point. Well, matter of fact, I have quit watching Fox. I never watch CNN. And MSNBC? That's just a joke. I'll tell you what. The whole thing is just, I don't know. I'm just real disappointed in the way this country's going.
I agree with you 100% on that. I'm not real happy with the way things are right now.
You're out and about.
I am semi-retired. I took early retirement. Based on my financial needs, I wasn't in a position where I have to work full-time anymore. So I'm out piddling, do a couple of little odds and ends handyman jobs here and there, and do some automotive work and piddling at the house and the shop, but just stuff to keep me busy and just to keep enough money in the bank to pay the bills.
No stress lifestyle, but pretty close.
10.5 years of being a fire chief, it's definitely a no-stress lifestyle right now compared to what it was.
Really? Where were you a fire chief at?
I was the chief at Tigerville Fire Department from 2008 until February 2019. I got out right before the whole COVID thing hit.
Did the right thing. Can you imagine administratively all the junk you'd be having to put up with right now?
definitely imagine it. I've seen it firsthand. My assistant chief that I had been with me for 16 years, I recommended him to take my place when I took my early retirement out, and he got the position. So he's in it now, and I still get phone calls from him, and we kick ideas around and kind of hash out how I'd handle it and how he'd handle it, and then try to formulate a decision. But I try to help him out as much as I can. He was always there for me, so I try to support him.
Well, have you noticed that his attitude has changed a little bit toward you for recommending him?
Yeah, it's changed a little bit. He used to like me. I don't think he does anymore.
You know, that's just like my new son-in-law. My daughter, he married my daughter back in September. And it was so funny. He come to me about a month ago and says, "Steve, I can't tell what I'm doing wrong. She's just fussing at me. It hasn't been for about 3 days now. What do I do?" I said, "Well, son, you're asking a man that's been in the same boat with you right now for many years. By the way, you asked for it."
That's pretty good right there. Yeah. Those newlywed days. Many, many moons ago for me, that was back when we were still learning how to get along. Now it's just kind of like, "Yes, ma'am, whatever you say, dear. I'm on it. I'll get it done right now."
How high and what color, babe?
Yep, for sure.
My first one just about drove me nuts. About the same situation. It's just, you know, it was just rough. But I done real, real good with my second one. Buddy, let me tell you what. She's a sweetie. Like the Bible says, wouldn't trade her for diamonds or gold.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I wouldn't trade mine for love or money. She's a good one. She can cook. She can put up with me. So that says a lot right there.
Just got a call come in. Let me jump on this again. I tell you what. I'll just go ahead and say 73 because I'm real near my destination. So you be careful out there. Don't run over anything. KN4 BWA. Clear.
Appreciate that, Steve. It's good talking to you. I'm about to my destination, so this will be our K2RCL. I'll be clearing 73 to you.